Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, welcome to Rosie on the House, your happy place to get away from it all. If you've been worried and stressed about the potential of the measles outbreak coming to Arizona, don't worry. We've lived through it before. In 1910, Maricopa Reservation was quarantined because of an outbreak of whooping cough and the measles, and we made it through it. They always talk about the potential this, the potential that. One in a thousand of those ever even happen.
If you can put up with 110 during the summer, I think we're good.
Today is International Museum Day, and Pueblo Grande Museum is offering 2-to-1 tickets. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com, and in the events tab, you can get all the details there. Or if you're in southern Arizona and looking for a way to relax, it's the Winecox Wine Country Festival going on all weekend long. 10 wines provided by Cochise County. We were actually at Schnepp Farms last weekend and got a bottle of Cochise County wine for Amanda for Mother's Day. And
what did you get, a red or a white?
It was a red. She likes Cabernet. When she lets me have a little sip, I'll enjoy it, especially when we have a steak. And she's from California, and she has friends that have vineyards in San Luis Obispo. Mm-hmm. And she said, this one's just a bit about as good as anything you could get out of San Luis.
I've had quite a few wines from Page Springs, Javelina Leap. I'll put them up against California. They'll surprise people.
Well, this one's going on in southern Arizona at the Wilcox, also listed in the community calendar at rosieonthehouse.com. Or if you're into horse racing, today we've got the Preakness. You can watch it at the Arizona Downs in Prescott Valley. Okay. You can watch it at Turf Paradise, even though racing is closed. They've got buffets on both race days for the Preakness and the Belmont. Or you can go to where the home of quarter horse racing is, right here in Arizona, Rito Park in Tucson. And to talk about the Preakness Day, we're bringing Wendy Davis, the director of the Racetrack Industry Program at the U of A, to talk about racing as an industry. We had you on a couple weeks ago, Wendy, and we're going to have you on again ahead of the Belmont. But I've just got to know, did you watch the Derby, or is that a dumb question?
Well, I actually had to watch the Derby after it was run live because we were at a wonderful old ranch up outside of Young, Arizona, and we had no cell service and had no TV. So we had to go find service, go down the mountain a little bit to find service so I could watch the replay. So at the time, I had no idea that the controversy over the decision and the disqualification was happening. So I had to catch up pretty quickly after the Derby was actually run.
Well, that Young is a beautiful part of Arizona. It is my favorite corner of Arizona. And what I love about it is it's so unknown and so unpopulated. I try and preserve that.
Well, you can't get there from here, and you can't get any cell service.
Too bad.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful great. Part of the state. So you got to see the race after it happened and the decision. I don't know. Looking at it, the fastest horse won and was disqualified. But I don't know enough about the rules. I like what Bob Baffert had to say. You know, take your beating like a man. Don't get out there whining, throwing flags.
But like a true Arizonan.
Wendy, what? This race will be part of your school going forward as it relates to rules and calls, I'm sure.
Well, absolutely. We're gonna use this as a case study probably for years to come. The reality is that these kinds of calls and this kind of evaluation is done by the stewards every day for every race all around the country. And it really goes unnoticed as long as it's not such a high-profile race and gets so much scrutiny, especially from folks who might be new to watching racing and maybe don't understand the process. So first
I will
off,
say,
so, yeah.
Before you say anything else,
mm-hmm.
I missed that as it happened in real time, but I knew something was up when they interviewed the winning jockey at the time. And all he was talking about was my young horse, and the crowd spooked him. And I thought, he's trying to cover his tracks for something.
He knew something happened. It wasn't the race that he hoped he had run, and the rules of racing aren't necessarily made by one track or another. They're actually state administrative rules. So the stewards are following rules that are promulgated at the state level, and so they are obligated to follow the same rules, whether it's a race on Wednesday or it's the Kentucky Derby. And the rule, and I actually pulled it up here because it's pretty clear, that says the leading horse, if clear, is entitled to any part of the track. If the leading horse or any horse in the race swerves or is ridden to either side as to interfere, intimidate, or impede any other horse or jockey, the action shall be deemed a foul. And it says, if in the opinion of the stewards the foul alters the finish of the race, which doesn't mean just the winner, but any place that any of the other horses may finish, whether it be it changed a horse's opportunity, maybe they were going to finish or it looked like they might finish second, and the interference caused them to finish fourth or fifth, that really must be taken to account by the rules of racing, and that's what the stewards have to uphold. And in their opinion, the action of the horse did affect the outcome of the race, although it wasn't the second place horse necessarily. It was a number of horses. And again, by the rule, the stewards will then place the offending horse behind the horse that finishes the farthest back that they believe was interfered with. So that's how Maximum Security got placed 17th, because a horse they believe he interfered with finished 16th. And that's the same process used day in and day out. Although on this day there was a lot of scrutiny, but it is the same process that's used no matter if it's the Derby or any other race, any other day.
I have a question. Do you think maybe one of the stewards was an NFL ref during the postseason by chance?
Well, you know, I think that calling pass interference is very similar to calling interference in races. And the NFL is not without its own controversy.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing, that story that died when all of this happened, was the number one seeded horse wasn't even in it. They had pulled Omaha Beach just 3 days before. And last time we had you on, Wendy, you said something. It's like the race of a lifetime. How did that go?
The chance of a lifetime and a lifetime of chance. And it's the one, there's one day that three-year-old can race in that race. So remember, it's just for a three-year-old horse, and it just happened that he had a very slight medical issue, and so that opportunity to compete in the Derby was gone. The horse is doing great. We're going to see him again later in the year. So it was, you know, it was just one of those small glitches that the timing just couldn't have been worse.
A lot of people would not have pulled their horse for something that small, and you hear a lot of times people criticizing the industry. Well, or call animal cruelty or whatever, but they don't understand just how well these animals live and how much better they live than a lot of their owners and caretakers do. And this is a perfect example of putting the horse's welfare ahead of that chance of a lifetime. Even as the number one seeded horse, his health was more important than the chance at that one day Derby.
Absolutely. That's one race, and there's a lot of races ahead in that horse's future, and I think we'll see him as a star again later on in the year.
Now, the lineup for the Preakness today, what are I've been so busy this week, I haven't even looked. Is that country? Who ended up winning? Country something? Country Heroes after?
Country House.
Country House. Is he even entered in the Preakness?
He's not. He had he came out of the race.
You can only do 165-1 win a year.
Yeah, he came out of the race with a little bit of cold, and so they've decided to wait with him. make sure he's 100%. So there's actually only four horses that were in the Derby that are back in the Preakness. War of Will, Improbable, Bodie Express, and Win, Win, Win. There's 13 total horses that will be racing on Saturday.
And which one of those was Baffert's? Wasn't Improbable Baffert's?
It is. Improbable is Baffert's. He's the morning line favorite at this point. And so he looks like he is one of the strongest in the field at this point.
Now, will you get to watch the Belmont today, or are you going back up to the ranch?
No, I'll have the opportunity to see this one live.
Wonderful. Well, enjoy the race, and we look forward to having you back on here. Was it June 8th for the Belmont?
That'll be wonderful.
All right. This is Wendy Davis, director of the Racetrack Industry Program at U of A. And just a quick highlight of the Racetrack Industry Program. It's for anybody interested in horse racing, whether it's shoeing the horses or jockeying the horses and everything in between.
Absolutely. And we'd love to have more folks from Arizona. We have people from all over the world, so nice to have some Arizonans with us too.
And it's nice to have the home of the Racetrack Industry Program right here on our own backyard. They were looking for a neutral ground that wasn't something that could just be like, well, that's for thoroughbred in Kentucky. So they picked Arizona, and was actually the home retail park in Tucson, home of the quarter horse racing industry. I just got to know one more thing. Do you know who Danny Cordoza is?
Yes, actually I do. I know Danny.
That is my wife's uncle.
Oh, really?
What a small world.
Oh, my goodness. It's a small world.
We're going to have him on. In his time, he was the most winningest quarter horse jockey in America. And after the Belmont, we'll have both Wendy and Danny on it. Now that we know y'all know each other, we may just have you on at the same time.
Fantastic. That would be so much fun.
All right. Thank you, Wendy.
Great. Thanks so much.